Welcome back to Candy Y. We're now joined by Bobby Smith, head boys basketball coach for Washington County. Coach, you entered tonight's game with a six-game win streak. Last week, you defeated Lynn and Wetmore. What were the keys to victory in those two ball games?
About like every single game, you know, I talk to the boys every night about playing quarter by quarter, minute by minute, not looking ahead at anything, just playing in the moment and capitalizing on, you know, what we have in front of us. And that's all they've been doing. I think I can honestly say that our last two games haven't exactly been our greatest games. I think that they have really taught us a lot about overcoming adversity. Teams aren't going to come out and play their absolute best game every single night. And I get that as a coach, and I think my boys get that as players. But as long as a team can still stay on track at certain points of a game and still come out on top, I think that says a lot about a team. You know, I'm really proud of my boys for the last two wins we've had. I know it's not exactly what people thought, but as a coach, it is what I thought. You know, those teams that people don't think are as good, in quotations, you know, they are good. They're in the TVL, and they are a talented team, and getting any win any single night is a great thing. And I'm proud of my boys coming out on top for the last six games, and I hope that we can capitalize tonight and do the same thing.
Tonight you do host Frankfort. You've yet to face them, as tonight's game is a makeup from January 10th. But what do you expect to see out of them, and what will your boys need to do to win their seventh in a row?
Oh, man, tonight we're going to have to play some sound basketball. Frankfort's a heck of a good team, just like I was just talking about. Every team we've played so far, they're all good teams. But, you know, Frankfort's athletic all the way around the floor. They're quick. They rebound well, have good shooters. You know, we're just going to have to play a sound game. We're going to have to communicate, have each other's back, and implement the things we've been working on in practice. You know, I think if we do that, it can turn out to be a good night for us. And, you know, even if we play perfect, it could be a bad night. That's how good Frankfort is. You know, as long as the boys come out, have a good head on their shoulders, and play together, I think they're going to have fun tonight and hopefully have a good outcome.
We're speaking with Bobby Smith, head boys basketball coach for Washington County. Coach, good luck.
All right, thank you.
That's Washington County boys basketball coach Bobby Smith here on KNDY.
F&A Construction will build it right. Call today for a quick quote if you're building, remodeling, or adding on. Enjoy your home more and increase its value with F&A Construction. They'll tackle your every project to make sure it's done right. For complete construction services, call on F&A Construction today at 292-4692. That's 292-4692.
United Bank and Trust. Friendly service, convenience too. At United Bank, we take good care of you. We're proud to be the one you trust. And you know you can count on us for your savings, loans, investments too. It's all about you, you, you. You Bank, we deliver. United Bank and Trust.
Midwest Products of Hanover offers ready-mix concrete, available from four locations: Hanover, Washington, Lynn, and Clay Center. Midwest Products handle rock and sand. They have concrete construction crews available. And Midwest Products features crane rental. Quality employees help produce quality products. Midwest Products, Hanover. Phone toll-free 1-800-371-2252.
Stay connected, stay informed. Get the Frankfort community's top stories every week. Frankfort Area News is a small-town community newspaper dedicated to their advertisers, subscribers, and community. The Frankfort Area News was established in 1991 and is the official paper of the City of Frankfort, City of Vermilion, and USD 380. They love receiving news from their readers. If you have an engagement, wedding, birth, family reunion, or something you think local readers would enjoy, or to subscribe, get in touch with the Frankfort Area News at 292-4726.
Welcome back to Washington County High Schools. We're getting ready for game number two. Let's go ahead and take a look at your starting lineups here. All right. For Frankfort, they'll start Aiden Gerstner, Gavin Cornelison, Garrett Dollinghouse, Kate Schreiner, and Bryce Stoll. For Washington County, it'll be Kobe Hoover, Drew Berman, Tyler Simmons, Tyler Nelson, and Garrett Ozai. Frankfort coming into the ballgame with an 11-5 record. They're 6-2 in the TVL. Washington County is 13-3 and 8-2 in the TVL. Frankfort fell to Centralia on Friday. Before that, they had won 9 of 10. They had been on fire. Washington County has now won 6 in a row. Washington County in their home whites, red numbers black trim. Frankfort in their road reds with gray numbers and white trim. Jared Dollinghouse and Tyler Nelson will tip it off. Controlled by Frankfort. Gerstner with the ball. Over to the right side to Cornelison. Cornelison. Out to the left to Garrett. Garrett Dollinghouse. Back to Cornelison. Cornelison dribble penetrates to the block. Out. Over to Stoll for 3 in the wing. Shot no good. Rebounded by Tyler Nelson. Washington County with their first possession of the ball game. Tyler Simmons with the ball near the top of the key. He'll come around to the right side. Over to Kobe Hoover. Hoover up top to Otot. Now on the left side to Simmons. Simmons to Berman. Berman right side back to Otot. Now to Hoover for 3 at the top. Shot no good. Rebound tracked down by Berman. He'll direct traffic. He'll go to the top of the key. Calls out the play. Over the right side to Kobe Hoover. Hoover gets a pick from Otot. He'll bounce fast back to Otot. Otot underneath. Nice pass to Tyler Nelson for the first points of the ball game. Cornelson the ball near the top of the key over the left side. And the pass is off the mark to Garrett Dollinghouse. He was cutting left. The ball went to his right. Kobe Hoover, he'll get it at midcourt. Over the right side to Tyler Simmons. Simmons on the wing. In the corner to Hoover. Hoover drives baseline. Nice pass to Otot. He'll put it up and in. Washington County on top. Quickly 4-0. Gerson with the ball. Cross court pass to Stoll. Now the left side to Schreiner. Schreiner to Cornelison to Gerstner. Gerstner dribble penetrates in the lane. Floater up, back of the rim, no good. Tyler Nelson with a rebound. Now to Hoover. Kobe bringing the ball up to 4. He'll cross midcourt, goes to the right side. Kicks it in the corner to Berman. Berman gets a pick, comes around the left side to Hoover for 3 on the wing, and he'll hit it. And Frankfort will take a timeout. They trail it 7-0. Early in the ballgame, you're listening to high school basketball on KMDY.
You've reached Billy Bob's Propane. Nobody can take your call now, but somebody will get back to you sometime.
Yeah, this is Frank Jones, and I'm switching propane companies. Why? Wanklin Oil has more to offer, and to be honest, better prices. They also gave me options to fit my budget, and in case you don't remember, I called last week because I was nearly out of propane. You never called me back. I'm now out of propane.
Switching propane dealers is no big deal. Call Wanklin Oil at 1-800-794-2019. Wanklin Oil, we've had the energy since 1926.
It's a new year and you have new goals. FNB Washington is ready to help you meet those goals, from short-term savings for a big purchase soon to long-term planning for your family's future, like higher education or retirement, to loans for even bigger immediate goals. You can even track your progress towards your goals with FNB Washington's mobile banking app. FNB Washington, serving you since 1883, FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kate Dollinghouse checking into the ball game for Frankfort. Tyler Simmons with the ball for Washington County. He'll come around to the left side. Now over to Hoover. Hoover left wing to Drew Berman. Berman dribble penetrates to the corner. Underneath to Otot. Pump fake shot. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. And they're going to say it's Frankfort ball. Kate Dollinghouse with the ball over to the right side to Schreiner. Schreiner out of Stoll up to Gerstner. Gerstner swings it back to the left to Garrett. Garrett Dollinghouse with the ball up top to Gerstner. Pulls up for 3. Back of the rim. No good. Fight for the rebound. Simmons comes up with it. Tyler Simmons to Hoover. Hoover lays it up and in. 9-0 run to start the ball game for Washington County. 4:55 to go in the first quarter. Stole the ball over to Schreiner. Now to the right side to Gerstner. Gerstner to Kay Dollinghouse. Back to Gerstner. Back to Kay. Kate on the wing. Now up to Stoll. Stoll to the left side. Now over to Garrett Dollinghouse. Drive to Kate. Back to Garrett. Garrett to Schreiner. Schreiner now up top to Stoll for three. .20 to go here in the first quarter. Frankfurt in the books. Washington County on top, 9-3. Now to the right side to Hoover. Hoover thought about a three, over to Simmons. Simmons now to the left side to Berman. Berman out over to Simmons for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Hoover fights for the rebound. It's loose on the floor. And what do we got here? We're going to have a foul called on Frankfurt. It's on Caden Dollinghouse. Otot out. Jack Gilliam in. Samuel Gross checking in for Frankfurt. Simmons with the ball near the top of the key. Hands it off over to Berman. Berman to the free throw line. Out over the left side to Gilliam. Gilliam now topped over to Simmons. Simmons hands it off to Hoover. Hoover now to Berman. Berman drives, spins in the lane, goes up off the glass and good. Boy, that's a nice spin move there by Drew Berman. 11-3, Washington County with the lead and quickly down the floor. Caden Dollinghouse lays it up and in. 11-5, Washington County with the lead. Simmons with the ball on the right wing. Now up top over to Hoover. And Hoover lost a handle on the ball, and it goes off his leg and out of bounds. Gerser, left side, over to Garrett Dollinghouse. Cross court pass to Gross. Gross now up top over to Caden. Caden Dollinghouse back over the left side to Garrett for three off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded underneath by Caden. Caden loses the handle on the ball. Fight for it on the side to Gross. Gross cross court pass to Cornelison. Cornelison drives. Nice dump off pass to Garrett Dollinghouse who will lay it up and in. Washington County leads at 11-7 with 2:30 to go here in the first quarter. Kobe Hoover drives all the way coast to coast, and he is fouled. I think they got this on Dollinghouse, I believe, yep. Garrett called for his first. Hoover at the line to shoot two. Free throw is up and good. Ethan Armstrong, and I saw someone, Cody Rogers in the ball game. And Hoover's second free throw is good. 13-7, Washington County with the lead. Frank Rover ball, 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. Cody Rogers with the ball near the top of the key, left side to Armstrong. Armstrong behind the back, and it, I think maybe caught his hip, and it goes out of bounds. Hoover with the ball, bringing it up the floor. He'll go over to the right side to Berman. Now over to Simmons. Simmons drives to the top of the key. Goes back over to the right side to Berman. Lobs it underneath to Nelson. Kicks it out to the left side to Gilliam. Three-point shot, no good. Fight for the rebound, and Kobe Hoover comes up with it. He's going to pull up for three, and it is good. I don't know how old my listeners are, but that kind of reminded on the rebound a little Reggie Miller. He caught it on the inside, took a step back, and popped it for three. 16-7, Frankfurt with the ball. They trail Washington County, and the pass from Cornelison to Stoll goes off the mark and out of bounds. Gerser's going to check back into the game for Frankfurt. Stoll comes out. Washington County with the ball out over to Berman for three. Shot no good. Gilliam tries to save it, but it goes out of bounds. Washington County on top, 16-7. 1:19 to go here in the first quarter. Gavin Cornelison bringing the ball up the floor. He'll cross midcourt. Goes, gets a pick from Dollinghouse. Out of the right side to Gross. Right wing to Cody Rogers. Rogers going to lob it underneath to Gross. Gross back out to Gerstner. Over to Cornelison. Cornelison to Rogers. Rogers near the baseline. He's going to drive to the block. And I have a foul here either on Berman or Gilliam. It is going to be on Gilliam. Gilliam. Inbound high to Gross. Gross kicks it out over to Rogers. Rogers drives in the corner. Nice bounce pass to Dollinghouse. Nice play to Gaden Dollinghouse. He'll lay it up and in. 40 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Washington County on top, 16-9. Gillum over the left side. Now over to Berman. Berman, crossbow pass to Simmons. Simmons looks up at the clock. 22 seconds to play in the first quarter. Toby Rogers, Hoover, excuse me, over now to the left side. Up top to Simmons. Cross-court pass to Berman. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Hoover for three. Shot back of the rim, no good. Fight for the board. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will be for Angler Ball. Gerstner has it at half court. Shot no good, and at the end of the first quarter, Washington County leads it 16-9. You're listening to high school basketball at KNDY.
To keep your vehicle running good and looking good, all you need is M&R Auto Parts in Frankfort. Motor oil, air filters, spark plugs, batteries, brakes, and more. M&R also has what you need for the outside of the vehicle. Wheel cleaners, glass cleaners, washes, and waxes. That's M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts dealer in Frankfort.
Dial 268-0553 to reach Parthamer Electric, your local electrical expert. With nearly 20 years of experience, contact Parthamer Electric, a locally owned business, for all of your electrical needs. Whether you're looking for installation, operation, repair, or maintenance of your electrical system, count on your local electrical expert, Parthamer Electric. 268-0553.
Kobe Hoover leads all scorers with 10 points in the first quarter. Washington County on top, 16-9. We go to quarter number two. It will be Frankfort ball. Gavin Cornelison will inbound it. Xavier Brandt now in the ball game. Frankfort. And a little bit of confusion as it will be actually Washington County's ball to start the second quarter. Kobe Hoover over to Simmons. Simmons back to Hoover. Hoover drives to the wing. Picks up his dribble. Goes underneath to Tyler Nelson. Nelson back out to Hoover for a long two. Shot no good. Gerstner with a rebound, but it's intercepted by Berman. Berman with a ball near the top of the key over the left side to Simmons. Simmons left wing beyond the three-point line. Bounce pass to Kobe Hoover. To Otot. Back to Hoover. Swings it over to Simmons. Simmons right back to Kobe. He's going to drive the lane. Now over to Berman. Berman underneath to Nelson. Nelson, one dribble, out to Hoover. Hoover drives to the block to Otot, and he is fouled by Xavier Brandt. good by Garrett Otas. And the second one, no good. Rebounded by Gerstner. Gerstner up the floor. Oh, ooh, to Dollinghouse. Caden's shot is blocked by Nelson. Inbound to Brandt. Brandt underneath to Garrett Dollinghouse. His shot blocked by Nelson. So Nelson with back-to-back blocks. Simmons with the ball for Washington County. Swings it over to the left side to Berman. Berman back up top. Now over to the right side to Nelson. Nelson in the corner to Otot, or excuse me, to Brandt. Brandt back to the left side to Gilliam. Gilliam underneath to Nelson. Nelson on the left block. Too hard. No good. Cornelison with a rebound. Over to Gerstner. Gerstner up the floor. He's going to drive to the block. Turns, kicks it out to Cornelison for three, in and out, no good. Gerstner's there with a rebound, he'll go off, and he is fouled. So Gerstner goes to the line, free throw, good. And the second free throw is good. .617 to play here in the first half. Berman with the ball. Over to Hoover. Hoover left wing. Now back in the corner. Back to Hoover. Hoover drives to the free throw line to Berman. Berman over to Gilliam. Gilliam back to Berman. Berman top of the key, left side. Hoover, back of the ball over to Berman. Berman on the right side to Gilliam. To Berman. Thought about a three. He'll dribble to the left. Back to Hoover. Hoover. Dribble penetrates out to Berman for three. Shot in and out. No good. Gerstner with a rebound. Gerstner to Cornelison. Cornelison drives to the left side, and he's going to be fouled by Gilliam. That'll be his second. Inbound to Dollinghouse, and Dollinghouse and Trevor Grace tied up for a jump ball. Cornelison inbounds it to Garrett. Dollinghouse driving the lane. Shot too hard. Rims in and out. We're going to have another jump ball in this possession. We'll go to Hanover. 17-11, Washington County with the lead, 5:21 to play here in the first half. Hoover, left side to Simmons. Simmons comes back to Hoover on the right wing. Bounce pass to Nelson, back out to Hoover for three. Shot no good, we're going to have a foul away from the ball, though. And it looks like it's going to go against Washington County. On Trevor Grace, his first. Cornelison with the ball. He'll bring it up across midcourt. He'll go to the right side. Ball tipped and taken away by Hoover. Hoover up the floor. He'll go left side to Berman. Berman on the wing to Simmons. Simmons back up top to Hoover. Now to the right side to Berman. Berman back out. Now to the left side to Simmons. Underneath Nice pass. The ball tipped away into Trevor Grace, but it's knocked away by Schreiner. And Frankfurt coming back the other side. Gerstner for three on the wing. Shot no good. Rebounded by Trevor Grace. Up the floor. Hoover. Now to Simmons, and he'll pull up for three, and it's good. That's the first field goal of the second quarter for Washington County. Schreiner with the ball, and he's going to be called for the travel. Garrett Otis back into the ballgame for Washington County. 3:47 to go here in the first half. Hoover's pass is tipped and taken away by Garrett Dollinghouse. Here comes Frankfurt up the floor to Gerstner. Gerstner on the wing. Cross-court pass tipped by Simmons and into the hands of Cornelison. Now over to Rogers. Rogers underneath to Cornelison, and he is going to be fouled. And they'll inbound it to Dollinghouse. Rogers, left side, going to go back to Garrett, and the pass was too high, and it goes out of bounds. Ethan Armstrong back in the ball game for Frankfurt. Toby Hoover has the ball knocked out of his hands, but he'll get it back. Pulls up for an 18-footer. Shot no good. Gross with the rebound. Now over to Rogers. Cody Rogers up the floor over to Gerstner. Gerstner back to Rogers. Rogers flip it over to Armstrong. He's going to drive the lane. Lays it up and in. And that's Frankfurt's first field goal of the ball game. Or the second quarter, excuse me. And two free throws early on. Simmons with the ball. Now over to Hoover. Hoover to Berman. Berman back up top to Simmons. Now over to Hoover. Back to Simmons. Right side to Berman. Cross court pass to Hoover. Hoover's going to drive. Has the ball knocked out of his hands. But Ochoa is right there to put it up and in. He's got five. 22-13. Washington County with the lead. And we're going to have a foul here on the floor. Gross made the shot, but they say he was fouled on the floor. That's the second on Ota. Jack Gillum back into the ball game for Washington County, and Gerstner will inbound it for Frankfurt. Going to lob it up over to Garrett Dollinghouse, or excuse me, to Ethan Armstrong. Ethan picks up his dribble, now over to Garrett. Garrett to the right side, over to Rogers for three. Shot no good. Otis with a rebound. Otis gives it up, over to Kobe Hoover. He'll bring the ball up the floor. Crosses midcourt, now over to the right side. Berman picks up his dribble, over to Gillum. Gillum. And timeout taken by Washington County with 1:48 to go here in the half. They're on top, 22-13. You're listening to high school basketball, KNDY.
Just like our area athletes work each day in practice to perform at their best in the big game, the staff at Brune Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer, work daily to provide the best parts and service experience when you need it most. Brune Implement Company has been family owned for three generations. We know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Brune Implement Company, since 1947.
Call Cruzy Dozer Service for all of your dirt work needs, including terrace building, tiling, or tree removal. They'll level ground for houses or other buildings, dig for foundation, and can finish landscape preparation. Dozers, excavators, skid loader, grader, and dump trucks ready to go to work. Call Cruzy Dozer Service at Frankfurt, 713-1508, or find them on Facebook.
2:48 left to go here in the second quarter. Washington County on top, 22-13. Inbound to Berman. Now to Otot on the left side to Gillum. Ball tipped and smacks the official right in the face. Over to Berman. Berman dribbles. Now to left side to Gillum. Gillum. In the corner. Now to Simmons. Simmons back to Berman. Berman. Left wing to Gillum. Gillum to Simmons. 1:10 to go here in the half. We got a foul away from the ball here. It looks like it's going to be an offensive foul on Nelson. It'll be his second. Trevor Grace back in the ball game for Washington County. Jared Dollinghouse with the ball. Over to Ethan Armstrong. Armstrong in the corner to Gerstner. Gerstner up top. Now over to Rogers. Rogers has it knocked out of his hands. Little stay. Frankfurt ball. 22-13, Washington County on top. 54 seconds to play here in the half. Stoll and Cornelison are going to check back in the ball game for Frankfurt. Out goes Armstrong and Rogers. Cornelison with the ball near the top of the field, left side to Gross. Gross now over to Gerstner. Cross court pass to Cornelison. Over to Stoll. Stoll back to Gerstner. Bounce pass to Gross. Gross over to Cornelison and shot no good. We're going to have a foul here. Looks like against Frankfurt. I think it's going to be on Garrett Dollinghouse, and it is. Kobe Hoover bringing the ball up to four. He'll cross midcourt over the right side to Simmons. Back to Hoover. 25 seconds to go here in the half. 22-13, Washington County on top. Out of the right side to Hoover. Bounce pass to Otot. Otot out to Simmons. Back to Hoover. Hoover out of the right wing to Berman. Berman swings it over to Simmons. Simmons top of the key, now to the left side. Into Berman, 4 seconds. Hoover loses the handle. Stoll has it in half court at the buzzer. No good. And at the end of the first half, Washington County on top, 22-13. We'll go ahead and take a timeout. We'll come back, take a look at your stats after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KNDY.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfurt.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfurt, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Flint Hills Mechanical is a call away for your plumbing work, heating, and air conditioning. Backed up or won't drain? Call Flint Hills Mechanical. New and existing plumbing work, plus heating and air conditioning, as well as custom sheet metal service. Call on Flint Hills Mechanical. Find them on Facebook or give them a shout at 785-313-0103. Flint Hills Mechanical, Frankfort.
Relax.
Put your feet up.
Enjoy some free TV and movies from your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Go ahead.
Treat yourself.
Get a year of Hulu on us.
All you have to do is sign up for internet or upgrade your speed.
Some restrictions apply, so call for details.
F&A Construction will build it right. Call today for a quick quote if you're building, remodeling, or adding on. Enjoy your home more and increase its value with F&A Construction. They'll tackle your every project to make sure it's done right. For complete construction services, call on F&A Construction today at 292-4692. That's 292-4692.
United Bank and Trust. Friendly service, convenience too. At United Bank, we take good care of you. We're proud to be the one you trust. And you know you can count on us for your savings, loans, investments too. It's all about you, you, you. You Bank, we deliver. United Bank and Trust.
And welcome back to Washington County High School. We're at the half. And Washington County on top, 22-13. It was 16-9 at the end of the first quarter, and both teams combined for only 10 points in the second quarter. Kobe Hoover had 10 points alone in the first quarter, and both Frankfort and Washington County combined for 10. Let's take a look at your scoring stats first for Frankfort. They're led by Caden Dollinghouse with 4 points, Bryce Stoll with 3, Garrett Dollinghouse, Ethan Armstrong, and Aiden Gerstner with 2 points each. For Washington County, Kobe Hoover had 10 points, as I said, all in the first quarter. He was held in check, as pretty much everyone else was in the second quarter. Garrett Otot with 5 points, Tyler Simmons with 3, and Drew Berman and Tyler Nelson with 2 points apiece. Like I said, it was 16-9, Washington County. They jumped out to a 9-0 start in the ball game. And Washington County outscoring Frankfort in the second quarter, 6-4. Frankfort only with 1 field goal in the second quarter. They've got a 2-point bucket by Ethan Armstrong, and then Aiden Gerstner hit 2 free throws. Tyler Simmons and Garrett Otot had field goals. Otot also had a free throw in there as well. So it's 22-13, Washington County with the lead. In the girls game, I had talked about the standings, and I guess I realized that I did not do that for the boys, and now... There we go. Centralia is at the top of the TVL standings with a 9-0 TVL record. Washington County, Valley Heights has a 7-1 record. Washington County 8-2. Blue Valley Randolph 7-2. Frankfort and Axel 6-2 in the TVL. Clifton Clyde 6-4. Hanover 4-6 in league play. Troy 2-6. Donovan West 2-7. Wetmore 1-8. Lynn 1-9. And Onega 0-10. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout. We'll come back, get you ready for the second half. You're listening to High School Basketball on KNDY.
Midwest Products of Hanover offers ready-mix concrete available from 4 locations: Hanover, Washington, Lynn, and Clay Center. Midwest Products handle rock and sand. They have concrete construction crews available. And Midwest Products features crane rental. Quality employees help produce quality products. Midwest Products, Hanover. Phone toll free 1-800-371-2252.
Stay connected, stay informed. Get the Frankfort community's top stories every week. Frankfort Area News is a small town community newspaper dedicated to their advertisers, subscribers, and community. The Frankfort Area News was established in 1991 and is the official paper of the City of Frankfort, City of Vermilion, and USD 380. They love receiving news from their readers. If you have an engagement, wedding, birth, family reunion, or something you think local readers would enjoy, or to subscribe, get in touch with the Frankfort Area News at 292-4726.
You've reached Billy Bob's Propane. Nobody can take your call now, but somebody will get back to you, sometime.
Yeah, this is Frank Jones, and I'm switching propane companies. Why? Wanklin Oil has more to offer, and to be honest, better prices. They also gave me options to fit my budget, and in case you don't remember, I called last week because I was nearly out of propane. You never called me back. I'm now out of propane.
Switching propane dealers is no big deal. Call Wanklin Oil at 1-800-794-2019. Wanklin Oil, we've had the energy since 1926.
It's a new year and you have new goals. F&B Washington is ready to help you meet those goals, from short-term savings for a big purchase soon to long-term planning for your family's future, like higher education or retirement, to loans for even bigger immediate goals. You can even track your progress towards your goals with F&B Washington's mobile banking app. F&B Washington, serving you since 1883, FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Just like our area athletes work each day in practice to perform at their best in the big game, the staff at Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer, work daily to provide the best parts and service experience when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. We know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
People are getting excited for warmer weather to start on their outdoor projects. Hometown Lumber and Hardware has the perfect door busters to help you along. The 4-foot fiberglass step ladder is $49.99 to give you a lift in reaching high spots. For your lawn, get the 14-pound bag fertilizer with crabgrass preventer for $12.99. And for backyard cookouts, a 6-foot folding picnic table is what you need, priced at $199.99. Think spring and drop by Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to Washington County High School as we're just about ready to start the third quarter. Washington County on top, 22-13. I guess you would say the big story in the first half. Second quarter, both teams combined for only 10 points. Washington County with two field goals and a free throw. And Frankfort with just one field goal and two free throws. That's all your scoring was in the second quarter. Washington County jumped out to a 9-0 start in the ball game. 22-13 here at the half, and we're just about ready to get things underway. In case you missed it, the girls' game went down to the wire. Washington County wins it 37-34. Hayden Gerstner with the ball for Frankfort. He'll get a pick from Dollinghouse. He's going to drive into the corner. Now brings it back up to Schreiner. Over to Cornelison, to Garrett Dollinghouse. Underneath the Schreiner. Schreiner spins on the block, goes up, and goes. .22-15, Washington County with the lead, and with the ball. Berman over to Hoover. Hoover back to Simmons. Simmons in the corner to Berman. Back to Simmons. Now to the left side to Kobe Hoover. Hoover to Simmons to the right side. Back to Berman to Simmons. Berman, Simmons, and Hoover just kind of playing catch there up at the perimeter. Hoover with the ball on the left wing. Now Now with a Berman. He's going to drive baseline. Floater on the block. Rims in and out. No good. Nelson with a rebound. Put back. That's no good. And Otai will get the board. But he is fouled. It's going to be on the floor. It's going to be foul number three on Garrett Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse goes out. Gross comes in. Simmons inbounds it to Berman. Now to Hoover. Hoover back to Berman. Now to the left to Simmons. Berman. Hoover on the right side. Back to Berman. Now to the left side to Simmons. Berman with it at the top. Now to the right to Hoover. Back to Berman at the top. Now to the left side to Simmons. I think I could just record that and just play it back over. Ball's kicked out of bounds by Cornelison. Stay Washington County ball. Inbound to Hoover. Now to Simmons. To Berman. To Hoover. Hoover on the left wing. Back up top to Berman. Simmons with the ball on the right side. Back to Berman. Now the left side to Hoover for three on the wing. And it is good. Hoover with 13. He has not scored since the first quarter. 10-point lead for Washington County. Cornelison spins in the lane. Lose the handle on it. Otot comes up with it. Otot now over to Berman. Crosses midcourt. Left side to Simmons. Simmons now over to Hoover. Back to Simmons. Cross-court pass to Hoover for three. Rams in and out. No good. Rebounded by Schreiner. Schreiner now to Cornelison. Up the floor to Gerstner. Gerstner underneath the Gross, and he's going to be fouled by Otot, and that's going to be his third. Gillum is going to the scores table. He's looking to check back into the ball game. Otot goes out. Gerstner will inbound it to Stoll. Now to Cornelison. Cornelison back to the left side to Aiden. Gerstner underneath to Schreiner. Schreiner on the block. Makes a move in the lane. Off the glass and good. Kate Schreiner with all 4 points for Frankfurt here in the third quarter. 25-17. Washington County with a lead. Nelson with the ball at the free throw line. Goes in the lane. Shot up. No good. Rebounded tipped into the hands of Schreiner. Now over to Cornelison. Cornelison to Gerstner. Gerstner driving away, lays it up and in. Simmons with the ball for Washington County. Up top now over to Hoover. Hoover to the right side. Berman backs it up. Over to Gillum. Gillum. Left side to Hoover. Back to Simmons. Berman now with the ball. Back to Hoover. Hoover dribble penetrates over to Simmons. Simmons cross-court pass to Berman. Down low to Nelson. Nelson goes up and blocked by Gross. But Nelson takes it away. He'll swing it over to Hoover for three. His shot no good. Berman with a rebound. He is fouled. The bucket will not fall, but he'll go to the line to shoot two. .417 to go here in the third quarter. Washington County on top, 25-19. And the free throw is good. Caden Dollinghouse now in the ballgame for Frankfurt. Stoll goes out. Second free throw is good. Washington County will take a timeout. They're up 27-19, 4:17 to play here in the third. You're listening to High School Basketball, KMEY.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
4:17 remaining here in the third quarter. Washington County on top, 27-19. Gerstner, Cornelison, Gross, Schreiner, and Caden Dollinghouse. It's Hoover, Berman, Gilliam, Simmons, and who am I missing? Tyler Nelson. Cornelison with a ball on the right wing. Now top over to Gerstner, to Dollinghouse, out to Gross. Gross. Back to Cornelison on the block. Shot no good. Fight for the rebound. It's kicked out over to Gerstner. Now to Cornelison for three on the wing. Shot side of the rim. No good. And either Gross, Schreiner, or Caden Dollinghouse, take your pick. All three jumped up, and it's going to be on Dollinghouse. Third foul, no shooting. Simmons with the ball on the right wing. Now to Hoover, to Berman. Berman to Simmons, back to Hoover. Foul pass underneath to Nelson. Nelson will be fouled by either Schreiner or Gross. I believe it's on Gross. It is, and Samuel Gross picks up his first. Tyler Nelson with 2 points at the line, shooting two. First one is up, and back of the rim, no good. ...27-19, Washington County with the lead. 3:35 to go here in the third. Second free throw is short, and Gross with the rebound. Cornelison with it on the right wing. He'll dribble penetrate over to Schreiner. Schreiner out to Gerstner. Gerstner now over back to Schreiner. Out to Cornelison. Gross skip pass to Gerstner. Aiden for three, and it is good. 27-22, Washington County with the lead and with the ball. Over to Hoover. Hoover with the ball on the right wing. He'll come around the left side over to Simmons. Simmons into Berman. Berman to the right side. Now in the corner, over to Nelson. Nelson goes up, and the bucket is good. 2:30 to go here in the third quarter. Gross for the ball. He'll drive, and he's going to be called for the foul as Tyler Nelson took the charge. And Gross will pick up his second foul. ...29-22, Washington County with the lead. Hoover out to Berman. Simmons with the ball on the right side. Back to Berman. Berman hands it off to Hoover. Hoover now to Simmons. Back to Hoover. He'll shoot for three. In and out, no good. Fight for the board. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be Frankfurt ball. Aiden Gerstner, he'll bring it up cross midcourt. Bounce pass to the right side to Caden Dollinghouse. Now to Gross. Back to Dollinghouse. Now to the left side to Gerstner. Gerstner underneath to Gross. Pump fake. Ball on the floor. Goes up. Shot no good. Rebounded underneath by Berman. 1:37 to play here in the third quarter. Washington County on top, 29-22. Cross-court pass to Berman. Berman drives baseline. Out over to Simmons. He'll pull up a three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Schreiner. Schreiner clears it out to Cornelison. Cornelison's pass is tipped. It goes out of bounds, and it'll stay, though, Frankfurt ball. Ethan Armstrong back in the game. Dollinghouse looks up at the clock. 1:15 to play here in the third. Washington County with the lead, 29-22, and Kobe Hoover's going to get the steal. Hoover's going to drive. inside the lane. Now he'll hold and wait for everyone else. Now to Nelson, back to Hoover. Hoover drives, and Gross is going to rip it out of his hand. And I think Hoover is going to be called for the fouls. He was trying to get it right back. His first. Brandt back in the ball game for Nielsen over to the right side. And ball tipped and taken away by Hoover. Kobe Hoover with the ball. Bounce pass over the right side to Berman. He'll hold and wait for everyone else. Nelson now with the ball over to Gillum. Gillum. Back to Berman. Out of Hoover. Hoover on the wing. Up top to Nelson. 33 seconds to go in the third quarter. 29-22 Washington County with the lead. Hoover to Berman. To Simmons. Back to Hoover. Hoover's going to drive baseline and he stay up. He stepped on the line. Washington County on top. Frankfurt with a ball with 12 seconds to play here in the third. Cornelison on the right side. He's going to dribble penetrate. Little floater in the lane, and it's good for Cornelison. And he tips the inbound away. It's going to stay the Washington County ball with 1 second to play here in the third. Inbound it to Berman. Berman shuts it down the court. No good. And at the end of three, Washington County on top, 29-24. You're listening to high school basketball at KNDY.
It's big. Over $400,000 big. Your chance to win the great New Holland Hay Tools Giveaway at CanEquip. CanEquip and New Holland take pride in providing farmers and ranchers with quality hay tools. They're giving away over $400,000 worth of equipment and secondary prizes. To enter, text NH to 31313 or stop by CanEquip in Marysville for your chance to win the New Holland Hay Tools Giveaway today. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Only open to certain customers age 21 and up. See rules for restrictions. Enter before March 1st, 2020.
Sunflower Community Credit Union celebrates a new location, new name, and new program. Debit for a Difference allows your debit card use through Sunflower to benefit teachers in your local schools in Marshall, Washington, and Nemahal counties. Through this grant program available to all teachers who apply, funds from debit card use accumulate and are shared for needed classroom supplies and teaching aids. The more members use the program, the more benefit to our community. Stop by to learn more or contact Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville.
8 more minutes back up on the clock. We go to quarter number 4, Washington County with the lead, 29-24, and they'll have the ball to start the fourth. Kobe Hoover with the ball over to Simmons. Simmons on the left side to Berman. Berman back to Simmons. Simmons skip pass into Nelson out over the right side to Berman. Berman cross court pass to Hoover. Simmons back to Berman. Simmons out left side to Hoover. Hoover to Berman on the wing. Bounce pass into Nelson. Nelson on the block. I was just wondering, he kind of moved his feet a little bit. He's called for the travel. Five-point lead for Washington County. Frankfurt with the ball. Cornelison left side to Stoll. Now it's Schreiner. Schreiner to the right side to Gerstner. Gerstner gives it to Garrett Dollinghouse, but it's ripped out of his hands. And then Schreiner is called for the foul, trying to get it right back. It'll be his second, team 6, so no shooting. Ochoa back in the ball game. Hoover with the ball. He'll bring it up cross midcourt over the right side to Berman. Berman now top over to Simmons. Simmons back to Berman. Back to Simmons. Bounce pass into Nelson. Shot no good. Gets his rebound. That's no good. Berman with the rebound, and that is good. Berman with 6 points. 31-24. Washington County with the lead. Frankfurt with the ball. Cornelison directing traffic over to Stolen on the left side to Schreiner. Schreiner on the near the sideline to Gerstner. Gerstner has a knock out of his hands by Nelson. Here comes Simmons with the ball. He'll bring it up the floor. Goes over to the left side. Now with Hoover. Hoover on the wing to Berman. Berman up top. Back to Hoover. Now over to Berman. Berman left side. Into Simmons. Now to Otot. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Washington County. They're on top. 31-24. 6:10 to go here in the fourth. You're listening to High School Basketball on KMEY.
To keep your vehicle running good and looking good, all you need is M&R Auto Parts in Frankfort. Motor oil, air filters, spark plugs, batteries, brakes, and more. M&R also has what you need for the outside of the vehicle. Wheel cleaners, glass cleaners, washes, and waxes. That's M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts dealer in Frankfort.
Dial 268-0553 to reach Parthamer Electric, your local electrical expert. With nearly 20 years of experience, contact Parthamer Electric, a locally owned business, for all of your electrical needs. Whether you're looking for installation, operation, repair, or maintenance of your electrical system, count on your local electrical expert, Parthamer Electric. 268-0553.
Nelson with the ball now to Simmons. Simmons to the left side for three. Shot no good. Hoover with a rebound. Now over to Berman. Berman, left side, back to Simmons. Hoover now with the ball on the right wing. Back to Simmons in the corner to Berman. Simmons back with it. Bounce pass to Hoover. Berman left wing. Now hands it off over to Hoover. Kobe back to the right side. Now over to Berman. Berman cross courts and Simmons. Back to Berman. Thought about a three. Now back to Tyler Simmons. To Hoover driving all the way up and in. Hoover with 15, 33-24, Washington County with lead, Frankfort with the ball, Cornelison drives the lane, his shot no good, rolls off the rim too hard, Nelson with a rebound, 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, it's a 9-point lead for the Tigers, Berman with it near the sideline, up to Otay. Underneath to Nelson. It's taken away, though, by Stoll. Stoll up the floor to Cornelison. Now over to Armstrong, and Armstrong has it stolen away by Berman. Over the left side, and we're going to have a foul here away from the ball. It's going to be on. So Garrett, yeah, Garrett Dollinghouse, that's his fourth. Frankfort's going to take a timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on KMEY.
Just like our area athletes work each day in practice to perform at their best in the big game, the staff at Brune Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer, work daily to provide the best parts and service experience when you need it most. Brune Implement Company has been family owned for three generations. We know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Brune Implement Company, since 1947.
Call Cruzy Dozer Service for all of your dirt work needs, including terrace building, tiling, or tree removal. They'll level ground for houses or other buildings, dig for foundation, and can finish landscape preparation. Dozers, excavators, skid loader, grader, and dump trucks ready to go to work. Call Cruzy Dozer Service at Frankfort, 713-1508, or find them on Facebook.
4:27 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Washington County on top, 33-24. Tyler Nelson with 4 points going to the line. He's 0 for 2 from the charity stripe. First shot is up high, arcing shot goes in. Boy, it is a rainbow. Next shot is up and in and out, no good. And we're going to have a foul here on the rebound. And it looks like it's going to go against Washington County. Potot, that's his fourth. 10-point lead for Washington County. Cornelson with a ball over to Rogers. Rogers, one dribble, picks it up. Old Armstrong and foul away from the ball here. Looks like it's going to go against Frankfurt. John Gerstner, that's his first. No shooting. Team's fourth. Or excuse me, that was on Berman. And now we got a foul here on Washington County this time. Sean Simmons, team's fifth, no shooting. Inbound to Caden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse underneath the Garrett, he'll put it up and in. 34-26, Washington County with lead and with a ball. 3:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. Simmons with it. Over the right side to Berman. Berman looks in, now to Nelson. Nelson lobs it to Otan, and it was last touched, though, by Armstrong. So it'll stay Washington County ball. Inbound to Hoover. Now to Berman. He'll hold at midcourt. Left side to Hoover. Now to Nelson. Nelson turns, squares the hoop out to Berman. Berman right side underneath to Otot. Otot turns, little hook in the lane, and good. He's got seven. Back to a 10-point lead for Washington County. Out over to Dollinghouse. Caden, dribble penetrate, shot off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Hoover. Hoover has it knocked out of his hands, but it goes into Nelson. Nelson gives it right back to Kobe. Hoover crossing midcourt. Left side to Berman. 3 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Washington County on top, 36-26. Berman around the right side. He's got some room to the hoop, lays it up in the end. He's got eight, and it's 38-26. Washington County with the lead. Armstrong with it. Out over to Dollinghouse for three. Shot no good. Rebounded underneath by Berman. Berman up the floor, and he's fouled by Cody Rogers. That's his first, but it's the team's eighth. So Drew Berman at the line with 8 points. He'll be shooting a 1-1. Shot is up and good. Aiden Gerstner back in for Frankfurt with 2:32 to play here in the fourth quarter. Berman's shot is good. He remains perfect at the line. He's 4-for-4. Cornelson down to Rogers. Rogers drives out to Gerstner for three. Shot no good. Gross tries to save it. It'll go out of bounds, and Washington County will get it back. Simmons inbounds to Berman. Looks like Frankfurt may trap at half court. Here it comes. Berman stops. Over the left side to Rogers. Cooper, long two for Kobe, and it is good. down the floor, and Gross's shot is off the mark, and Berman will get the rebound. Tyler Simmons with it on the right wing. Picks up his dribble over to Berman. Berman now over to Hoover. Kobe dribble penetrates in the lane. Little scoop shot, no good. Rebounded by Nelson, and he'll put it up and in. He's got 7, 44-26. Washington County lead, 1.5 to play here in the fourth. Garrett Dollinghouse on the right block, puts it up and in. And Frankfort will take a timeout with 1:23 to play here in the fourth. You're listening to High School Basketball on KNDY.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
.123 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Washington County on top, 44-28. It is Washington County ball on the opposite side of the floor. Frankfort going to apply some pressure on the inbound. Inbound it to Simmons. Now over to Berman. Berman picks up his dribble. He'll give it over to Kobe. Kobe brings it up across midcourt. He'll weave his way through. Will Frankfort start fouling? Hoover still with the ball, and Armstrong will be called for the foul. Hoover went down pretty hard. I think maybe he went down on his elbow, or it looks like now he's kind of rubbing his knees a little bit. I don't know if you can hear it, but he hit pretty hard. Hoover with 17 points, making 18. Brant Gerstner, Keller Olson. Who else did I see come in? And a 41. Let me look at my old book. Xander Hull. That's the subs for Frankfort. You've got Mason Miller in for Washington County. And Hoover hits the next free throw. 65 seconds to play here in the ballgame. 46-28, Washington County lead. Gerson with the ball. Over the left side. And a three-point shot is hit by Keller Olson. It's a 15-point lead for Washington County with 44 seconds to play here in the ballgame. I would assume Washington County is just going to pass this around here in the four corners. And Washington County takes a timeout, but I think he's just... Nope, they call a full timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on KNDY.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Peyton Chandler and Hunter Hill in for Washington County, as is Trevor Grace. And see if I think I got everybody else. We've got a 55, but I do not have a 55 on the roster for Washington County. So Washington County passing the ball around and kind of mishandled the ball and about to be called for a violation. And Washington County will take a timeout. I think all he had was a full timeout left. The way he's just kind of shaking his head, he says he's saying we're ready to go, but the cheerleaders say no, it's our turn. Full timeout, that's when we get to go out onto the floor. No, I don't know who 55 is for Washington County. I've got a 53, but no 55, and I can't tell if there's a 53 on the bench or not yet for Washington County. It's going to be Washington County ball on the far sideline. They'll get it in to number 12, Hunter Hill, and then he'll lose the handle on it. Number 33 for Frankfurt drives the lane and puts it up and in. That's Keller Olson. And the bucket was good right in front of the buzzer. So Washington County is going to win it 46-33. We'll take a quick timeout, come back, wrap things up after this. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Flint Hills Mechanical is a call away for your plumbing work, heating, and air conditioning. Backed up or won't drain? Call Flint Hills Mechanical. New and existing plumbing work, plus heating and air conditioning, as well as custom sheet metal service. Call on Flint Hills Mechanical. Find them on Facebook or give them a shout at 785-313-0103. Flint Hills Mechanical, Frankfort.
Relax.
Put your feet up.
Enjoy some free TV and movies from your friends at Blue Valley Technologies. Go ahead.
Treat yourself.
Get a year of Hulu on us.
All you have to do is sign up for internet or upgrade your speed.
Some restrictions apply, so call for details.
And welcome back to Washington County High School, where the Tigers defeat the Wildcats 46-33. Let's take a look at your scoring stats first for Frankfort. They were led by Aiden Gerstner with 7 points, followed by Garrett Dollinghouse with 6. Keller Olson came in the fourth quarter and scored 5 points. Caden Dollinghouse and Kate Schreiner with 4 points each. Bryce Soule with 3. Gavin Cornelison and Ethan Armstrong with 2 each. For Washington County, they were led by Kobe Hoover with 19 points, followed by Drew Berman with 10. Tyler Nelson and Garrett Otot with 7 each, and Tyler Simmons with 3 points. Washington jumped out quickly, taking a 9-0 lead to start the ball game. They led it 16-9 at the end of the first quarter. Washington County outscoring Frankfort in the second quarter, 6-4. It was 22-13, Washington County at the half. Frankfort outscoring the Tigers, 11-7 in the third. It was 29-24, Washington County going into the fourth quarter. Then the Tigers outscoring Frankfort, 17-9 in the fourth to win it, 46-33. So Washington County improves to 14-4. They've now won 7 in a row. Frankfort falls to 11-6, and they've now lost 2 in a row. So it is a Washington County sweep here in Washington tonight. The boys win it 46-33, and the girls win 37-34. That's going to go ahead and do it. I'd like to thank our listeners and thank our sponsors. You've been listening to high school basketball on KNDY. Thanks, and good night.
KNDY.